Hello, all you fine fishy friends out there. My name is Grant, and you are listening to Whiskers. We share knowledge regarding SeaQuest, but not your average Whiskers. No, we had an unforeseen interruption to our availability, the sort of thing that, you know, just happens in life every once in a while. So that means it is yet again time to open up the treasure trove of little outtake bits that I've squirreled away just for times like these. So please enjoy some more digressions and discussions that were cut for time and pace over the end of our season two episodes and the beginning stretch of season three so far. Eventually, we will be back talking about the next episode of SeaQuest 2032 titled Brain Lock. I'm excited about that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you'd like to know when to expect that, the best thing you can do is follow us on Blue Sky at Whiskers. That's WSKRS.bisky.social. I would also like to encourage everyone to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else gives you the opportunity. I do love to see them, and I love to read them out loud for the benefit of everyone here in these very episodes. You should also tell your friends, tell your family, tell the people in your lives about how much fun you're having with Whiskers. Go post about it on Discord somewhere. That's fun. That's a fun thing to do. I've seen it happen. It warms my heart every single time. Also, back in May, I appeared as a guest of Giant Robot FM's Mobile Suit Gundam G-Quux coverage for their 6th episode. I plugged it then, but that was a Patreon show that they just recently put on their free feed, so I'm going to promote it again. You can listen to it now, along with all of the other episodes of G-Quux as they eventually come out, as they eventually hop that paywall. But yeah, had a great time, and I haven't listened to it now after, you know, the rest of the show came out, but that might be an interesting perspective. Anyhow, that's enough of that. Here are the clips.
I mean, I do, though, like, question the camp in the Parent Trap, though, of, like, it took them far too long to realize they had two identical campers.
Kids all look the same. They're all, the kids are just very similar.
And then, like, they lacked a lot of supervision that allowed them enough time to put furniture on a roof. Like, all furniture, all the beds, the dressers. They somehow got ladders to do this, and, like, no one noticed.
You at least have to have, like, a sign out the ladder system, right?
You would think.
You'd think. There's got to be a paper trail for this. All these goods.
I mean, I gotta, like, write up a incident report if I hand out a Band-Aid. What the fuck are they doing? Like, yeah, take the ladder, kids. Just bring it back later.
They must be paying for the good insurance to have a full fencing program at this summer camp. Come on.
Well, I mean, everyone has uniforms. They are paying a lot of fucking money to be there, let me tell you. You got, like, here's your basketball uniform and your fencing uniform, and it's your s'more time uniform. Like, my God.
It's a lot of costume changes at that camp.
So many costume changes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You love the OC.
I do love the OC.
I did not. I thought you would find it humorous, especially after set like Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that you would love it as much as you do. Like, you find pure joy in watching it, I think, do. And I did not expect this at all.
I do. Summer has come so far over
summer
these months.
Summer has such a journey.
Yes.
Season one is, you can tell that they wrote her to just be, like, a comic side character that they weren't going to keep around very long and they weren't going to do anything with, and they suddenly decided, oh shit, like,
she needs to be in
three,
every single episode, yes.
We are taking this in a different direction.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's great. I love watching her do home repair, I guess.
Yeah.
And building shelves. So, darling, I've got a question.
Yeah.
How do you like just being set up with no preparation and left completely on your own?
For what?
That's right. It's terrible. I didn't think of an I didn't think of an opening like icebreaker warm up bit.
No. Oh, okay. I'm really confused. What that had to do with anything? I have some opinion. There's some opinions for season three. We'll talk about later. There's one that's out there that I wish would have like come to pass.
Tell me.
When we get to season three,
we're not going to remember. You should tell me okay. Now. Is it between two regulars on the show?
So
there, or is it a guest star?
There's a lot of people who were so mad when the young like fighter pilot lady died.
Yeah.
Because they wanted her and Lucas to hook up so bad and be like this really, like, again, kind of a different dynamic. She's really harsh. He's very sweet.
Yeah.
And, like, them okay. hook up and, like...
I'll have to watch for that because I didn't get that idea at all.
Well, and it's not in the episodes.
Clearly.
Right? It's not It's not there. But this is, like, a big thing that people wanted.
Okay.
Not as big as the Brody O'Neill one.
Sure.
But there's a lot of stuff out there for them, mm-hmm. which is an interesting one to play with, because season three is just doesn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, what if they wouldn't have killed her? And what if that would have been a path?
She finishes, that's for sure.
I think it would have been interesting, though, because we're never able to explore him in a continuous relationship.
Right,
because all of his little flings were with people elsewhere.
Right.
So it would have been...
I mean, that would have been part of it, right? There would have been a thing like, well, yeah, I dated a girl, but she lived at Hacker Camp. We just, like, wrote letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I gotta see her every day.
He would have to navigate to actually have a relationship with someone he's seen every day.
Someone who you pass in the halls by surprise. Yeah.
It would have been an interesting storyline.
Yeah.
And then also navigating the fact that, like, that's probably against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, hey, he is, like, 14 years older than he looks. It's not weird.
Well, she's, like...
She's, yeah.
If you factor, like, if you go off of, like, how old he actually is.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't that much older.
That's true.
Like, she's probably mid-20s and he's, like, 21.
Every season the age gap gets smaller.
Yeah. When I was a kid...
Yeah?
I was like, I never told the story out of it. So, we were at, like, a friend's house, and, like, my brother and I and this friend were, like, in another room, and, like, our parents were in another one, and we got into, like, a fake burp contest, which I was totally, like, doing a great job at. My mom came, like, was so mortified. She thought we were, like, all actually burping and being rude and stuff. And the other person's mom was like, oh, no, that's probably just my daughter. She fake burps all the time. But it was me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, she was really mad, though.
You got the squeezy breathy.
And the zippy zappy.
And the zippy.
And then you got the books. Doing jazz hands.
Uh-huh.
As they, like, do an evil dance.
Sure. What's the most evil dance you can think of?
The most evil dance?
What's the most evil dance?
It's just like evil marching.
Oh, okay.
It's basically the hyenas.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say the paso doble.
Right? I'm thinking of the right thing, right?
Sure.
Wait, hold on.
I hope you know I love you more every single day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, the bugs. Are you remembering this?
I remembered this.
Okay.
I never doubted you for a second.
Okay. I'm gonna get to the good part and then I'll go back. Yeah, but imagine worms.
Okay.
Just worms doing that. Yeah.
They look so joyful.
Yeah. 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 I just had to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never had a Beanie Baby face. No, I was not a Beanie Baby kid.
You never got
got into the
Happy Meal one?
I'm sure I had a couple, but like, I don't know. I didn't like them as toys, and I had no interest in them as collector's pieces.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the sort of thing that I got as gifts because they were super popular.
Everyone got them as gifts.
Right.
Everyone owned a Beanie Baby, even if they didn't want to.
Sure, but I was never like a fan, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was not hunting them down.
No.
7 years old, so this is second or third grade. I was still out east. I was still in eastern Michigan, and I remember so little of those years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had not yet moved to Flint, so honestly, I don't even know.
I was still in my ice skating phase.
Sure.
Yeah. I know that.
I've seen the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what else was going on, but I know that.
It wasn't the Spice Girls. We can confirm.
It wasn't the Spice Girls. Never... I appreciate the Spice Girls more now.
Mm-hmm.
But then, not my thing. Also, like, were they a thing in 1985? I feel like it's a little later. I feel like it's a little more like 97, 98, gel pens, butterfly hair clips.
You're right. The Spice Girls did not release their debut album until November of 96.
There you go.
Spice World, the big breakout, followed exactly a year later.
Okay. So I was like, I'm not vibing with that being then, so this makes sense. But I was correct about Green Day.
Yeah.
My brother's older. It makes sense.
Sure.
I at 7. Honestly, we, living in the future, really do have a lack of fun keyboards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The split keyboard has its fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are into that.
Yeah.
There's a community out there.
There's a community.
You can find, and, you know, the mechanical keyboard. A lot of people are modding their keyboards.
Yeah, that's like, I see that online. There's a lot of, like, have a
DIY keyboards.
Yeah.
Select your own switches and determine how much weight it takes to press the keys.
I just need, apparently, a quieter keyboard.
Yeah.
Because anytime I'm on a phone call at work and I, like, touch a key, people say it sounds like I am pounding on my computer.
Well, you are very high strung. You're a very frustrated person. 44 previous episodes. You are easily frustrated.
Rude.
Especially during work hours. This is your relaxing time. Just imagine, folks.
Here's the thing.
Just imagine
Here's
what she's
thing.
Like 9 to 5.
Is I am like, I always, if I'm trying to do anything while on a phone call, I am always trying to type so quietly because I don't want people to think I'm ignoring them. And they're always like, man, your keyboard's so loud. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, it sounds like.
I can hear it from here, dear.
I know, but like, it's not that loud. That's what it sounds like. I'm not banging on it.
Punch the keys, for God's sake. So, I don't think that movie was out yet.
You know, I recently stumbled across, like, a video where someone was talking about, like, hey, what's your, like, comfort movie that you watch again and again? And there were a lot of people in the comments talking about Brother Where Art Thou, and I was like, I'm not alone.
I don't think I have one, but the thing that comes to mind is, you know what the best movie to watch when you're, like, homesick with the flu or something is?
Hmm.
A Knight's Tale. That is perfect homesick with the flu, find it on TV viewing.
I've only seen that like once.
Oh, you gotta get the flu sometime and see how right I am.
I mean, when I had like COVID and was like a hot mess for a long time, for a Brother Where Art Thou?
Uh-huh.
The Little Princess and Secret Garden from the 90s. Of came course. Out around this time, actually.
Alfonso Cuarón.
It's so fucking good. My Haley Mills Angel movies.
Of course, of course.
The nunnery.
Get thee to one, they say.
Trouble with Angels, Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows. Love those. Haley Mills is not in the second one, but that's okay. Yeah, I got a lot. Those are some of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pride and Prejudice. Anytime. Perfection. Potatoes. Love it. Anyways, so...
So we go to commercial.
So we go to commercial.
Well, first he runs into the barkeeper.
No.
Yes. Yes. He interacts with the barkeeper before he meets Ford.
Lucas does not, no.
He super does.
No! Look at the order of my notes. Go get a drink. Give me one. Then Lucas talks to Ford. And then down here. Okay,
you're right.
Your notes are wrong.
My notes are wrong.
Your notes are wrong. I knew this. I know. Do not question me on this. There are times I will admit I don't know about something. But when I know. I absolutely hate Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
And that's a military show. I freaking hate that show. I think it's awful. It's so boring. Which I know is not a popular opinion. But I watched it, almost all of it. We never watched
the last half season,
yeah.
But
I've seen all the rest of it because a friend was obsessed with it.
I can't remember if this made it on mic, but where we left off was when they reach Earth for the first time and it's just a complete lifeless dirtball wasteland. Yeah. And I thought, this is the perfect ending to this show. Let's not watch any more episodes.
Yeah, especially
because... This is so fitting and appropriate.
I haven't liked any of it, anyways.
Why would there need to be more than this? This is the perfect ending.
We're just gonna stop here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.